I'm Friedemann Buschbeck. I'm from Tampa, Florida, and I'm the coordinator for the local Green Party here in Tampa.
And your big project right now is to try to eliminate plastic bags, or at least to reduce the use of plastic bags. Why? What's wrong with plastic bags?
Yes, we want to put a restriction on plastic bags here in Florida because all over in our country, city halls are discussing now what to do with plastic bags because they are really an annoyance. They harm our wildlife and something needs to be done. And we have in this country over 100 cities who restrict already plastic bags. Lately, it was Chicago who put a ban on. Now the entire state of California has a ban. And unfortunately, with all these initiatives, the Florida legislature put a ban that no one can restrict plastic bags in Florida. So we want to overturn this law.
Maybe people like to go to the grocery store and use plastic bags. Are you trying to limit their freedoms?
Exactly. That is the problem. The plastic bag is very successful. Over the time, it has replaced paper bags, but it also become its own victim because it is really a problem for our wildlife in Florida. Plastic bags end up in the sea, on our beaches, they end up in the litter, and on landfills. And unfortunately, in Florida, only, I think, 12% of plastic bags are recycled. All the rest ends up on some places else where it not should be. And plastic bags are really hard to recycle, and they are also not biodegradable, so they can last for a long time in our environment.
But what if I forgot my canvas bag? You would want me to go and pay for a plastic bag?
Yes, because we believe there has to be an incentive for people to change their mind. And what other countries do, and our country too, in specific cities, is there is a small charge on a plastic bag that you have to pay. So we want to encourage people to bring your own bag. And in case you forgot something, you can pay a plastic bag for 20 cents. I think that is affordable. And how it specifically would work, I mean, that has to be still laid out with, to protect small businesses and so on.
How has it worked in the other communities you've mentioned, in other cities in the US or in Ireland, so forth?
Right. Ireland, I think it has a ban since 2002, and they reduced plastic bags by 95%. That is an enormous achievement. The entire country of China has outlawed plastic bags. Bangladesh has outlawed plastic bags. And I traveled last year to Europe, in France and Germany. It's sure, it's a little bit unusual. You go to check out your stuff and you're not getting anything. So you have to bring your own bags. And I think it will be hard to change a habit. But I think it is a small effort what you can do for a big cause.
And if people want to find out more about your efforts in Tampa, where can they go?
Yes, I started this initiative together with the Green Party of Florida, and the best place to go to sign the petition is at the tampagreenparty.org website, and you can find us on Facebook as well. It's Tampa Bay Greens on Facebook. And please sign the petition because we need your signatures for our whole campaign to put a restriction on plastic bags in Florida.
And is the local Green Party, is it active? How many members are there and so forth?
Yeah, we have about 400 members in Hillsborough County, and we are active, I would say, since about 3 years. We have like monthly meetings and discuss our little strategies, and we're working close together with the Florida Green Party. And now last week, we are happy to announce that we have a Green Party at the USF campus here in Tampa.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Sean.